Me. I know now that I can't make good. I wish I could. Go back and put me where you stood. Nothing's really something now, the whole thing's good. To suffer, make a hole in my foot. I hope you look as I fill my book. Oh, what a waste of wood. Nothing's really happened like I thought it would. Such a violent spree. But maybe you can still make a man from me. A hero's face I'd keep. With what's left of me. As you live and breathe. I really know now what had hold on me.
Okay, more great music on my show for you. We heard a little bit of Tortoise doing Axial Seamount, sounding a lot like a krautrock band, and I totally enjoyed that. And then we heard Sparks doing Do Things My Own Way. That's Ron and Russell Mayall off their Sparks 28th studio album. Go figure. If you haven't seen that documentary, watch it again. I saw it in the theater, then I saw it again on TV. Liked it more the second time. The Feelies did I Want to Sleep in Your Arms. That's actually a cover. It's a Modern Lovers cover. And it's on the album The Feelies Play the Songs of the Velvet Underground on Bar None Records. After that was Stereo Lab doing SM Plastic Creeping Eruption off the Instant Holograms on Metal Film LP. Stereo Lab came to town and blew minds. I know that. I'm kicking myself that I missed them this time. I saw them last time. I thought I did everything I needed to do, but I should have seen him again, I'm sure. Haim, I'm going to call them Haim, unless there's another way to pronounce it. The three sisters, the Haim sisters, particularly the one I call Lana, the one who makes those, the one who was in Licorice Pizza, the Paul Anderson movie. I think she's in the new one, too. A brief role. Anyway, that's their fourth studio EP. It's called I Quit, the album. The song we heard was All Over Me. Then we heard something by Molly Nilsson called Valhalla. She's a Swedish singer-songwriter, no relation to Harry. And then we heard Bon Iver putting out his first record in years. First record in 4 years. He released that single called Speyside. S-P-E-Y-S-I-D-E, one word. Justin Vernon, a.k.a. Bon Iver. Behind me is Adrian Sherwood doing The Collapse of Everything. His solo album released last year called The Collapse of Everything on You Sound. genius. We're going to play a bunch of dub now because I have no choice but to insert a little dub section into our show, starting with Adrian Sherwood and continuing with a couple by Dennis Bovell. So I'm just going to let it roll because the music does the talking this time, and I'm going to shut up and let the music play. Of the show. We kind of broke up the show into two parts and stuck a bunch of reggae dub stuff in the middle. We played Adrian Sherwood, I mentioned before. We played two by Dennis Bovell, Les Dub. Both of these are off the album Wise Music and Dub. This one's called Train to Dubville. And, you know, Dennis Bovell and Adrian Sherwood are both... Well, actually, Dennis Bovell is from... Where is he from? I forget. Someplace exotic, but he lived in England, and so did Adrian Sherwood, and there was a lot of great reggae music that came out of England. Let us not forget, you know, Lynton Kwesi Johnson. But Adrian Sherwood and On You Sound and Dennis Bovell, the two of the greatest dub producers ever, and I love them, and I play them, and you heard them, and you're hearing them. All right, the next seven tracks I'm going to play for you are all, you know, pretty cool songs that came out in 2025. That's what we're doing today. First one by Snooper. They're from Nashville. My bartender over there, Connor, at Duke's, that's his band. The Hives. Reckless Eric, 2020. My friend Jim Bassnight. My friend Chris Spedding. Song by the Wild Hearts, a tribute to Beetle Bob. That's what we're going to hear. Seven songs in a row. Just going to keep the music flowing. Talk less, more music, and keep on keeping on. That's what we're doing here. Let's see what we got.
Yeah. photo of us at yoga class. That was just a joke.
Oh, who cares? That's rock and roll.
So, I suppose this means I'm not allowed to have a close female friend. I think you're just jealous because I have a best friend and you don't. Oh, and I am so sorry, but yes, it is normal to have sleepovers at my age.
Well, you can take this song and sing it to that other woman. Take goodbye note and bring it to that other woman. But that would know she'll always be just another woman. That's a good thing you've done to me to that other woman. What goes around it comes around, they say it is true. In that case, baby, I'd hate to see what's coming around to you.
Your suspicions are simply unfounded.
Now I'm going back to my mother's place.
Well, I hope you don't accuse her of having an affair with her friend.
Deep old statements in your face to that. Oh, you gotta be nuts.
No, you're the one who's crazy.
Okay,
it's true.
Okay, we have the little straitjackets behind me doing Polaris. What did we hear? We heard a bunch of really little, almost getting a little more current. We heard Snooper. They're definitely current. Snooper signed to Third Man Records. That's Jack White's label. They did a song called Worldwide. And Snooper is kind of an art punk band from Nashville, Tennessee. They perform with big papier-mâché puppets, and they're fantastic. They're one of my favorite new bands. Them and Dice Spitz also on Third Man Records. A couple of real good ones. They've been through town a couple times. I think they both played the Mosswood Meltdown at some point. After Snooper, we heard The Hives doing Paint a Picture. First album in years, called Forever, Forever, The Hives. Co-produced by Mike D of the Beastie Boys. Go figure. After that, we heard Reckless Eric. Oh, I haven't heard from him in quite a while. He did a song called Lifeline off the Leisureland album. After Eric, we heard 2020. Another comeback. Haven't done much lately either. 2020 did a song called Back to California. They are from Hollywood. We heard a song by my friend Jim Bassnight. Jim Bassnight did a song called Other Woman. He lives up in Seattle. Just came through town not too long ago. We got a chance to hang out. Jim was originally in a band called the Moberlys. He's done a lot of great work. Maybe underrated and underappreciated, but not by me, you know. He's one of the good ones. I really love Jim, and that's a great new record. After that, we heard the Diamond Dogs. They're a Swedish band with Chris Spedding. Legendary Chris Spedding on guitar doing Hey, 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 Hey. I'm sorry. Hey, 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 it's called. Chris Spedding, notable for doing motorbiking. Our friend Joe Allen from Joe Allen and the Shapes wrote that one. But the song they did, Hey, 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 kind of Chuck Berry-like, but it actually is not. I don't think it is a Chuck Berry song. And then we hear the Wild Hearts doing a tribute to Beatle Bob. And the Wild Hearts are an amazing band. I saw them also at Mosswood Meltdown on the same show as the, I think it was Devo and the OCs. It was that day. What a great day. Amazingly, that was. I think Dice Spitz might have been on that day, too. Amazing. You know, we're really lucky to live where we live and get all the great live music. So a lot of that set was kind of related to live stuff I saw last year. Oh, here, speaking of live, this is Van Morrison doing an instrumental called Breadwinner. Van is all over the place this week. I saw him on Monday afternoon doing a special secret matinee at the chapel. And then he played last night at the Palace of Fine Arts. He's got five nights there. People jump on planes and fly in from all over. What a great band. A bunch of great local people, too, in that band. My friend Mitch Woods, Larry Batiste, Omega on vocals. Just great. David Hayes forever on bass. What a band. What a guy. Van the man. You know, I wish these tickets for these shows weren't so incredibly overpriced, but he's always done that. And he's always been able to fill the house with people that are willing to throw down. So anyway, Van behind us doing Breadwinner. That's off an album put out last year of instrumentals, go figure. And then we have about 20 minutes left, so we're going to play as much as we can, which is what we do here on Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister on Radio Valencia, the transmission from the Mission. There, I got all my stuff in there. So we're going to hear another one by Los Straitjackets backing up Nick Lowe this time. A live one, a version of When I Write the Book. I saw him do that one at Hardly Strictly this year outdoors. We are so lucky. Anyway, let me just keep going. Peter Holsapple's got one. Rhett Miller, the other half of the old 97s. The Lemon Twigs with one. And then a bunch of others, if I could squeeze them in. Ryan Allen, Muck and the Myers, Minus Five. I'm going to try to end with Vicki Peterson and John Cousel doing this beautiful song that I love. We have barely enough time to do everything we're trying to do here, but that's what happens all the time here. So let's keep going with Nick Lowe and the Low Straitjackets, and Low Straitjackets live.
Well, I can remember like it was only yesterday. Love was young and foolish, like a little child at play. But oh, how lovers change. Never dreamed how easily. For now, I'm just a shadow.
but the boy I used to be. But oh, I'm
disappear. I got hurt, and I hurt a few, and I paid and paid and paid. I got lost, and I almost left. Now I know why I stayed, all for you. For you. Had a dream and it came true. Me and you and them in a house filled with sun, loved ones and friends. It was worth all the work it took to wind up in this place. And I'll try to make it better and better every single day, all for you. All for you. Beginning, end, and middle, it is all for you. Every stupid little thing I do, all for you.
Here we go again with some dubby sounding stuff. This actually is, but behind me is Don Was and the Pan Detroit Ensemble. Go see them at the High Sierra Music Festival. Okay, I got to tell you what we did. I got to turn this down too. We did hear Nick Lowe and the Low Straitjackets. I want to say the, no, I shouldn't. It's Nick Lowe and Low Straitjackets doing When I Write the Book live. After that, we heard one of a couple great releases on Label 51, the label that just put out Prairie Prince's album, and they put out Rain Parade, and they put out Frightwig, and they put out Peter Holsapple's wonderful album that came out last year called The Face of 68, and we heard the song The Face of 68. After that, we heard We heard after that we heard Rhett Miller doing All For You off the Lifetime of Riding by Night LP. Rhett Miller, the other half of the old 97s. I played Murray's song earlier. I'm playing Rhett's song later. After that was the Lemon Twigs, the power pop salvation of saviors of power pop in my book. They're coming to the Fillmore. Boy, they're on a rise, you know. And that was their single they put out last year called I've Got a Broken Heart. And after that, we heard a song by Ryan Allen called After I'm Dead. More power pop. Anyway, I'm running out of time. I got to say goodbye. Oh, and Vicki Peterson and John Kausa, we ended with Is Anybody Here? I love that.